St. Paul in commenting in a certain sense on these interesting comparisons our Lord makes. What is the kingdom of God like? How is it coming to be? And by implication, what confidence can we have that we're going to be a great success? Look at the persecutions. Look at the other terrible mix-ups, the mistakes of so many Christians, and so forth. And St. Paul comments. What our Lord is indicating to us is that even the greatest sufferings that we could undergo are little in comparison to what is being accomplished. It's true we are groaning. It's true indeed that the whole world is growing. In a certain sense, a comment on the way the world was created by the Lord and how it is involved in the sin of Adam. But at the same time, we should never lose our confidence. That is the practical conclusion that is to be drawn. We must continue, as it were, to place all our hopes in the Lord. We will not be disappointed. Not simply not disappointed in this world, but especially in the world to come. How many, as it were, have a constant faith in the reality of the world to come, and how, as it were, our Lord, as it were, guarantees our success if only we are faithful to Him and remain confident that we will not be disappointed by the promises that have been. Given to us. Today we offer a votive mass in honor of St. Anthony of Padua. Help us to understand these things and to support us in such wise that we continue in the midst of many trials to look forward to that wonderful moment that we will enjoy together the company of our Lord in heaven. A joy that is already anticipated, especially when we receive our Savior worthily and joyfully in Holy Communion, and can join in giving thanks to Him with our Lady, singing with her the Magnificat, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Praise be Jesus and Christ."